from Simon & Schuster Audio. The Five Temptations of a CEO, a leadership fable, by Patrick M. Lencioni. Read by Boyd Gaines, with an introduction and afterword by the author. Here's Pat Lencioni.
Being the chief executive of an organization is certainly one of the most difficult challenges a person can face in a career. But it's not a complicated one. Now, some CEOs, especially struggling ones, might disagree with this statement. They'll probably say that their jobs are riddled with complexities and subtleties that make success impossible to predict. And if their organizations fail, they'll probably point to a tired list of causes like strategic errors, marketing inadequacies, competitive threats, or even technology failures. But these are only symptoms of their real problems. You see, all chief executives who fail, and most of them do it one time or another, or in one way or another, make the same basic mistakes. They succumb to one or more of the five temptations of a CEO. Okay then, if a CEO's success hinges on just a few behaviors, then why don't more of them succeed? And why do they keep looking at these same financial statements, product development schedules, and marketing reports in search of a silver bullet? Well, I actually think Lucille Ball answers this question best. In an old episode of the I Love Lucy show, Ricky comes home to find Lucy crawling around the living room on all fours as only Lucy could do. When he asks her what she's doing, she explains that she's lost her earrings. "You lost your earrings in the living room," he asks. Lucy replies, "No, I lost them in the bedroom, but the light is so much better out here." For many CEOs, the light is best in places like marketing, strategic planning, and finance, because these are safe havens from the painful darkness of behavioral...